Ayo, artists and musicians.
Who, us?
Yeah, do you want your own vinyl records?
Yeah, but I can't order 1,000 of them.
Or wait like a year to get them.
Yeah, we're going on tour in 2 months.
Check out our friends lathecuts.com. They'll make you vinyl singles in quantities as small as 50 copies and as quickly as 3 or 4 weeks.
Get out of here.
You heard me right. All their pricing is a la carte, and they can help you pick a package that fits your budget.
Okay, who we talk to about this?
You need to email my buddy Mike. His address is lathecuts@yahoo.com. And if you mention Low Profile, you'll get a 10% overrun on your order.
So if I order 50 records?
Mike's going to send you 55.
If I order 75, I guess you would get 82 and a half?
Something like that. Remember, you got to mention Low Profile to get that deal, and it won't be around forever.
What was that address again?
That's lathecuts@yahoo.com. Custom-made records in small quantities. Mention Low Profile to get a 10% overrun on your order.
And emailing now.
Today on Low Profile, it's the band Chronophage from Austin. This is Summer to Fall from their latest self-titled record.
Welcome, listener and viewers. This is Low Profile with Madison Nadine and first-time co-host Markley Morrison. We're here today with the band Chronophage. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to Olympia.
Thank you so much for having us. Olympia is such a beautiful city. We're happy to be here.
So happy that you decided to come to Olympia tonight.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, playing some live music tonight.
Yeah. Yes, we're playing at Cryptotropa.
Nice.
With some people. I don't know.
Very cool. What's everyone's names in the band?
My name's Sarah.
Adam.
Casey.
I'm Parker.
And is this your second tour or third tour?
This is our second time on the West Coast. Our first time was 2018.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But it's our fourth tour in total.
Tour number four.
We did the East Coast and the West Coast and the West Coast again, which is this one. And then we did the Southeast, which was a disaster.
Oh, Southeast?
Yeah. But, yeah, Southeast, you know, we went to Florida. We went to Savannah. Our friend Josh in Savannah had a festival.
Cool.
And we played in New Orleans. We played in Birmingham. And that was the Southeast. But it was tough because it was just the three of us. This was before Adam was playing with us. And we didn't really have a drummer, so we had this, like, drum machine sort of thing where you, like, play the... It wasn't a drum machine. It was, like, electronic drums, sort of. And it was just breaking all the time. And so it was really stressful. Plus, we're not good as the three of us. We need a fourth person to be happy with each other.
You.
Where'd you find this Adam guy?
Yeah, Adam, where did we find you? Remind us.
We have lots of mutual friends in Austin.
Shout out to Janet Horn.
Beautiful, exotic Austin, Massachusetts.
Not quite.
No?
No, we're friends with Adam. Friends first, music player second. And we hang out all the time, and then we we just started playing music together in Texas. And
well, Adam and I play in another band with our friend Jana called American Friend. And so did we? We were playing an American Friend after or before Chronophage?
Before.
Okay, before, yeah.
That's right.
So it became natural. It's a natural progression.
Completely natural.
What you got there?
It's just some lager, I don't know.
Is that a Schirler Easy?
Oh, it is, actually.
Nice.
It's a premium, easy drinking American lager.
Yeah.
Let's How's it taste?
I'll be the judge of that. It's pretty good.
Wonderful. So listener and viewers, I wonder if you have a similar question as I do, but when you hear the name Chronophage, it's not the most common word that you've heard around. Like, how did you come to finding that name? What made you want to name your band that?
Sarah, would you like to answer that question?
I'll pass that to you.
Okay. Well, so the name comes from, there's these brothers in France called the Bechet brothers that make instruments, like they're sort of like instrument inventors throughout the 50s and 60s and 70s, and they made instruments out of glass and metal, and they did a record with a composition called Chronophage, and we saw it there about 4 or 5 years ago and decided it would be a cool name. But we had a whole list of names.
Ooh, what's the list?
Picked from a list.
What's on the list?
Well, I remember one of them was...
Saturn.
Almost Saturn. Oh. Or Saturn's Children or something like that.
Beautiful.
Something about Saturn.
And then Almost Transparent Blue was another one because that's a really good book that I like.
Yeah.
And a few others. But we ended up picking that one, you know?
Cool.
You ever heard of Google?
Yeah.
I went there. And it came up with, like, Time Eater was the translation that I thought was the coolest sounding. Like, if it, you were going to, like, have a different name that was literally the same.
Time, yeah.
Or Time Waster, I saw, too.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Time Eater sounds more like a monster, though. And I feel like you guys have, like, sort of a... You guys are
a
collective sonic monster.
Monster energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Problematic.
Yeah, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
Catch the attention, catch the eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's like an anime where there's a thing called Chronophage, and I don't know, or it's a video game or an anime, and I don't know, but I Google it about every day, and I see the anime people talking about it, and I'm like, okay, maybe how long will this last? You know.
Well, what about the metal band from Austin, Texas?
Oh, and that's another funny thing.
Also titled Chronophage.
Because there was a black metal band from Austin.
Yeah.
Current?
I think they ended.
They ended, okay. But we thought we did our Google research well. Yeah. Turns out, yeah, we were playing shows and people would show up and be like, oh, this was not the Chronophage I was expecting.
I thought we would meet the people, but I haven't met them. We just know people who know them. I bet that they know that we exist. Because of Google.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But we just have never met them before, so I don't know how. I guess you could send them an email. But I think they're defunct. They're defunct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many places do y'all live in?
Yeah, where do you live?
Well,
I live in Texas, Austin.
Austin.
Yeah, and then me and Adam live in New York, Brooklyn.
And I just moved to Florida.
Cool. What kind of Florida are you in?
I'm in the southern area of Florida.
Nice.
Pretty close to Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And y'all live in Olympia?
Yeah, we've been here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Been here a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are like neighbors, basically.
We're both desert people, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Arizona. Right.
Here.
Where are you from?
Arizona was the first place I lived in the States.
Oh, yeah.
But then mostly in the Mojave Desert in California.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We drove through that desert on this tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we played in Joshua Tree.
Oh, wow.
Mojave Desert?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we were there.
It's a big desert.
It was, yeah. I've only driven past Joshua Tree. How was that?
It was really special.
And you stayed the night out there?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
We stayed off of Old Women Springs Road. Is that what it was called?
Mm.
It was cool.
Did you guys go to the motel where Graham Parsons
got assassinated? No.
I'm glad that you know about that it was an assassination too, because a lot of people don't want to talk about it. Too controversial.
We might have to edit.
This will have to be redacted, maybe. Yeah. Well,
Jeff Bezos is watching.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos. Get something else to do with your time. You stupid fucking idiot.
How long has Bezos been stalking your band?
For a while. I'll just say that, a while.
You get all these big offers from Amazon.
Big Amazon offers, like 0% APR. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Off. We don't, you know, we can be bought, but not, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Something like a beer company or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Is there a story with that animated Rose video?
Well, apparently, like, our friend Travis, you should tell your version of the story. Mine's very small, but he would tell me that he would come to our shows and, like, that video is sort of, like, what would play in front of his eyes or his mind. Like, that's sort of, like, how he really envisioned the song. So that was interesting because it's really interesting to see how people interpretate things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to have the vision like behind your eyes, and then how it acts out and like unfolds behind the film is always an interesting experience. Yeah.
And maybe you want to talk about the part of the story, how it was made, Parker.
Oh, well, I was just, you know, our friend Travis made it.
Travis Kent.
Travis Kent is one of our best friends. If you're watching this, Travis, we love you.
Shout out, Travis.
And he did a really great job, and he worked on it for about 6 months, you know, and shot on Super 8 in upstate New York. And he also had us go into this tunnel down in Austin, and we put on this crazy makeup and all this stuff, and it was, you know, really, really elaborate. And then he ended up only using like half a second of the footage. It was insane. It's a very insane decision, Travis. But it was cool. And we went in this tunnel, and it was nasty and scary too, but really beautiful and sounded amazing.
Good.
Because it was so long and pitch black. You know?
It was like in front of a car dealership.
Yeah, it was like an Audi dealership or something.
We just like all got out with like our face paint and cloaks, and I had plastic bags wrapped around my boots, and
we looked very
duct taped.
Yeah.
We looked really strange walking through like an Audi parking lot down the side, like of the, I don't know, creek or whatever. And then we just like were like, yeah, we're gonna go into this tunnel, come back out at night.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting.
Yeah, you have multiple music videos. Like, what's inspired that?
I don't know. I think a part of it is because we've had friends that have been interested in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not particularly a visual person in terms of the creative pursuits. I think we're all are of different degrees, but some of our friends are really visually minded and really like into like film and stuff. And so really, if they expressed an interest, I think we were like, okay, we'll do it, you know?
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of how those have all happened, I think.
Yeah. It's a cool way to like bring people in and kind of like, I don't know, share time together as friends, making things.
Totally. Beautiful. Similarly to making the music too, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And some people like videos, you know. Some people do. I don't know.
I call those people video people.
Yeah, video heads.
I realize there's music people and there's video people.
They're like,
there's a difference.
Like, let's just watch that video. turn this down.
Just watching the video.
Just the video.
Yeah.
You're playing some songs from an upcoming record.
That's true.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to field that one?
Thanks for the sneak peek. What a
We played some songs from the new one, and we've recorded this new one, and we recorded in the studio where they recorded Sublime, and we're just telling everybody
Butthole
about
surfers.
That. And the Butthole Surfers and Meat Puppets, and it was all because people have decided to help us, and which is really cool, people in Austin, you know. And Craig Ross, you know, is the main person.
Stuart Sullivan.
We're talking about, and Stuart Sullivan, mm-hmm. who are, you know, people in Austin have recorded tons of really, really, really cool stuff, and they're just really smart and capable, and they've, you know, helped us out. So we recorded this album, and it's going to come out later, you know, next year or something.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's hear some of these songs right now.
Okay. Burst the shell. 1, 2, 3, 4. This one's Fear and Agony.
Yeah. I'm Anna Winter. Do you love listening to Low Profile? There are several ways you can support this show. You can sign up for flexible monthly donations at patreon.com/lowprofile. Those donations help Markley keep this show running smoothly and are vital to Low Profile's progress at the cost of a cup of coffee once a month. If you join the Patreon community, you can get advance episode releases, behind-the-scenes exclusives, and early access to merchandise. If you can't contribute financially, it always helps if you tell a friend about your favorite episodes, share about Low Profile on social media, subscribe for free on your favorite podcast platform, and give us a rating and review whenever you listen. Low Profile also receives in-kind support thanks to these independent Olympia businesses: San Francisco Street Bakery, Schwartz's Deli, Rainy Day Records, Old School Pizzeria, and Schirler Easy Premium Shitty American Lager from Three Magnets Brewing Company. And most of all, thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in. Now, let's get to today's show.
This is Low Profile. Today's show features an in-house interview and performance with the band Chronophage, recorded way back in November 2021. The group's core songwriters are speaking with guest host Madison Nadine about their recordings, touring, and artistic process.
What purpose does music, you know, serve in how you express yourselves?
I think it's probably different for each of us a little bit, but I think maybe we'd all agree that the social component and the opportunities that it gives us. Mm-hmm. Keep being in mind the fact that we've been doing it for a while at this point, so it sort of just becomes part of our lives that evolves on its own. For me, at least, I think it would be really difficult to stop playing music because it's just how I think about things a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably about it, yeah.
Love it.
Do you and Sarah respectively write the lyrics that you're singing generally?
I think more often than not, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But we also write together for a lot of
it. Yeah, it's like a lot of editing and back and forth kind of thing. Drafts.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we write lyrics that are sort of stupid and, like, embarrassing, and it, like, sucks. So, but that just happens, you know?
Yeah.
I think probably everyone deals with that.
I think the way what the lyrics sound like sometimes are more important than what they necessarily mean.
I think so, unless you sort of opt for like a political sort of dimension to it, and in that case you would want to be sort of precise about what you're saying.
Yeah. More straightforward.
Maybe more straightforward, yeah, I think.
Do you feel like you have a blend of that going on with your project?
I think it's something we've tried to do, but not like successfully.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, okay.
I think it's really hard.
Lightning round. What's the name of your first demo? Go.
It's, what is the mystery
what
of love?
The mystery of love.
This isn't Jeopardy. You could just say the mystery of love if you want to.
What is?
But it. What is though?
What is?
Jesus.
I really like the percussive sounds that are on there, and I could not for the life of me figure out what was going on there.
Oh yeah.
But.
It's been a long time.
Pots and pans.
It's pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
It's before
pots
I had a drum pans. Set.
Okay.
Really.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you guessed that.
Yeah, I didn't think that would be the real answer.
People chasing in
certain
isolated in a hall of dreams, trying to swore at blood.
steeplechase must start on time.
At that point, we just used Tasman 4 tracks, which the one actually broke because a lot of different bands. We recorded on it, me and Ryan sitting over there.
Hey, Ryan.
Thing.
You recorded together?
Well, we recorded with Brendan, I think, on that 4-track.
Was it that one?
Pretty sure. And I think so many people used it that the buttons started falling because people would get frustrated and go, stop. Go. Stop.
I think, too, like, we made the demo. Like, we just made it. And then it was like we went on a search in Austin around town for, like, a drummer. Or, like, for anyone to play with us. But it was like we made the demo and then we made some like flyers that we like put up around town.
Yeah, we did. And the flyers said you have to like Dead Moon, Crass, and Joan Baez.
Whoa.
That's pretty funny, right?
That's quite a cocktail.
Yeah. Only one person contacted us and they were like into like sludge stuff or something, which doesn't really make sense. But then we met.
Then we met Cody Pfeiffer.
We met Cody.
How'd you meet Cody?
Well, we were
shout
neighbors.
Out Cody. Right.
And then he moved into our house.
Yeah, and then I think we were just like, we have these demos. Will you practice with us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, time passes and Cody moved to New York for love. And
wonderful.
After a period of transition, we started playing with Adam. You know, lots of people.
And you two were doing American Friend. And then it was kind of like, hey, want to merge Chronophage Project together?
Yeah, sort of like that.
I think it was like
it was yeah. Pretty yeah.
Cause you yeah,
it was
Sarah.
Like Adam was like just so much fun to play music with, mm-hmm. And we would all get together for dinner all the time and like hang out with Adam. We loved Adam, and then it was just like maybe you should try playing with us sometime.
Yeah,
and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Now here we are. Yeah.
Do you have a working title for the new record? Or
yeah.
Well, it's going to be self-titled because we're getting like really, really, really,
good.
Really good and really, really like presumptuous. And we're like, well, we're trying to make a big enough advance so that we can buy a house. And so that's the big... And I don't think this record's going to do it. I don't think we're necessarily getting an advance, though that hasn't been exactly ironed out. But I think, you know, with the self-titled, we're just sort of like turning a new chapter. Mm. But it still sounds exactly the same as the last one. It's like a book where all the pages are the same. Which right. is which would be a bad book.
Did you solve the mystery of love?
You know, I think we did.
Good.
Yeah.
It must remain a mystery.
Sorry, did you want the microphone?
No, I say what it is.
Say what it is. You want me to say what it is? F***ing.
Well, speaking of f***ing.
Yeah.
Beep.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, oh, sorry.
I actually had a.
This is on the radio.
Like we do have to bleep certain things yeah. on the show sometimes, but
the bleeps are like engaging though.
So I have just a question just to the room. Would you rather any person in the history of time, living or dead?
Dead.
To me,
interesting thought experiment. Well, should we do the introduction again?
Yeah.
Okay, come up here. Yeah, come on, do it again.
No, just this song.
Oh, my.
Because they're going to edit it.
But, okay.
Absurdity. Absurdity. Wow.
I changed my mind.
And then we'll do Black Clouds.
Black Clouds.
Parker, you're totally, I'm totally going somewhere else right now, but you're in Brooklyn, correct? Brooklyn? Going to school? Where are you going to school? What are you doing again?
Oh, no. I'm going to Brooklyn College for graduate school for like a music program.
Yeah. How is that?
It's pretty cool. I'm just starting in it, you know, and I'm only taking two classes right now, but I think it's a really neat program. It's called Sonic Arts. Yeah. And it's similar to the experimental music and recorded media program at Mills that's really famous and everything. And I decided to go to this program at Brooklyn College because it's new. It's like less than 10 years old, I think, and it seems like it's growing and there's a lot of availability for the students to help dictate the course of the program and where it will lead and what kind of focus it'll have. So I think it's really amazing.
It's been really lovely just getting to talk. Thank you.
Yeah, it has.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I've been waiting for this day for months.
We have too, because we knew we'd have such a great time just coming to Olympia. It's especially good to hang out with you and all of our other friends here, you know? Yeah. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah. I can't wait. No. Yeah, we have to go do makeup, so.
Yeah, nice. Gotta
we
go.
We do.
Have a fab gig, y'all.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, yeah.
Oh, where can people find your stuff?
Well, we're on YouTube, if you just search it on YouTube. And then you can also write us an email at chronophage@protonmail.com. Okay. And you can also go on Bandcamp, and it's on there. And it's on Spotify, too. So any of those ways. But it'd be really nice to write us because we love getting emails.
I really appreciate y'all making time.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Love this setup, and thanks for taking time to chat with us.
Thank you.
This has been the 68th episode of Low Profile, this time with Madison Nadine. I'm Markley Morrison, your co-host for today, and we've been talking with the band Chronophage. Their latest album is self-titled, and you can find links to that and more at lowprofilepodcast.com.